Hello, welcome to Killer Cross Space. It's episode 57. This one's going to be about the El Dorado Jane Doe. But this name was given to a lady because she was found murdered on July 10th, 1991 in El Dorado, Arkansas. She was found in the room 121 in a motel called White Hill Motel. But the name her friends knew her as was Mercedes, and yes, this is the Mercedes from episode 54. And she'd go by several different names, but none were ever found to belong to her. And before her death, she was known to live in various states, and it was reported she most likely worked as a prostitute. It was also reported she was arrested a few times, and she might have had one or two children, and might have been involved in a bank robbery on the East Coast. And the man who killed her was identified as her ex-boyfriend, and possibly was her pimp as well. His name was James McAlphin. I think I pronounced that right. But he would be quickly convicted, but he couldn't even say who she really was either. And they would meet in Dallas, Texas, according to him, and supposedly she would be in and out of the hospital a lot, not too long after they began dating, because James would beat her repeatedly. And it's been reported before James, though, that she was involved with two men known as Tyrone and JD, possibly the two men of the brown Ford Pinto I discussed in episode 54. Sometime in the month of June, though, she would finally leave James and moved in with a friend, and he would try to reach out to her, kept threatening her, you know, basically taking back, stuff like that, I'm assuming. And he'd eventually talk her to coming to the motel on the fateful day of July 10th by offering her money. A neighbor in the motel would witness part of the incident. He would stop by to ask for some cassettes he had let James borrow. Mercedes would answer the door and tell him to talk to James. And at this time, she tried leaving. James would yell at her and go after her. And he would yell for her to get back in the room and hit her. He would end up dragging her back into the room as the neighbor was leaving. And from the next door, the neighbor would hear the two arguing, but would hear a gunshot that ended it all. And the neighbor would see James leave in his vehicle in a hurry. So right there, they knew, you know, he most likely shot her. Okay, once he was arrested, he would say she shot herself. And they wouldn't believe him. He also said he would state who she was, but he would only tell if they'd done something for him. So probably wanted a lesser sentence or something. He claimed to have met her mother and sister when they visited him from Florida. And I'm assuming the police wouldn't do what he wanted because at this time he didn't give her real name. So I'm not sure exactly, like I said, why. But the ID that they had found on her was traced back to Minnesota, and the police would call the family to let them know of their loss. And like I said earlier, none of the names she went by was hers. So that would be the case here as well, because the family would put them in contact with their daughter, and she would tell them, you know, her identity had been stolen while working as a dancer, and she claimed not to know who Mercedes was. So the stories Mercedes had given friends about her past were the best taken with a grain of salt, it seems. Nobody knew if it was true or not, because one story she claimed to be in a witness program because her dad was in the mafia, and none of the stories could be verified by police. So who was Mercedes? James, again, I'm assuming, would like state that he would, you know, tell, you know, who she was if they gave him $4,000. And he would claim she'd been on the street since she was 16 years old. She had fallen in love with a black man, and this individual would force her into prostitution. He said she'd end up doing it on her own to survive and make money. And he also claimed she was friends with three girls who had abducted and put into the sex trafficking in the Dallas area. Now, this is a very common thing, so very, you know, very possible. But the police, though, felt he was not telling the truth on any claims he made. Like I said, I'm not sure if these claims go back to the first time he said he could say who she was. Like that, I'm not sure. But skip, you know, all the way to basically earlier this year, a second cousin would be a match to Mercedes, and the cousin lived in Alabama. The cousin had been identified through the GED match database, and sadly the cousin did not know who she was, but did say she resembled members of the family. My question is, do you ever think Mercedes' true name will ever be known?